我先请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
I would like to ask the brothers and sisters to read some words of the Lord together.
我们先看路加福音第十二章。
Let's turn to a gospel according to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音第十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
我们从三十五节。
We're going to read from verse 35.
读到四十四节
，and then to verse 44。
你们腰里要束上带，灯也要点着，自己好像仆人等候主人从婚姻的筵席上回来。他来到叩门，就立刻给他开门。主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们。主人必叫他们坐席，自己束上带，近前伺候他们。或是二更天来，或是三更天来，看见仆人这样，那仆人就有福了。家主若知道贼什么时候来，就必警醒，不容贼挖透房屋。这是你们知道的，你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。彼得说：“主啊，这比喻是为我们说的呢，还是为众人呢？”主说：“谁是那忠心有见识的管家？主人派他管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见仆人这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。”
35.Be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. Be like men who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that they may immediately open the door to him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table and will come up and wait on them.Whether he comes in the second watch or even in the third, and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at that hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. You too, be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. Peter said, Lord, are you addressing this parable to us or to everyone else?As well. And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and the sensible steward, whom his master will put in charge of his servants, to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions.
第十六章
Chapter 16.
路加福音十六章，我们从第一节读到第八节。
We don't read from verses 1 to 8.
耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物。主人叫他来，对他说，我听见你这事怎么样呢？把你所经管的交代明白，因为你不能再做我的管家。那管家心里说，主人辞我，不用我再做管家，我将来做什么呢？锄地无力，讨饭怕羞，我知道怎么行，好叫人在我不做管家之后接我到他家里去。于是把欠他主人债的一个一个的叫了来，问头一个说，你欠我主人多少？他说100篓油。管家说，拿你的账，快坐下写50。又问一个说，你欠多少？他说100担麦子。管家说，拿你的账写80。主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在世事之上，较比光明之子更加聪明。
Now he was also saying to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager.And his manager was reported to him as squandering his possessions. And he called him and said to him, What is this I hear about you? Give an accounting of your management, for you can no longer be manager. The manager said to himself, What should I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. I am ashamed to beg. I know what I should do, so that when I am removed from the management, people will welcome me into their homes. And he summoned each one of his master's debtors. And he began saying to the first, How much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, Take your bill and write 80. And his master praised the unrighteous manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the sons of this age are more shrewd in relation to their own kind than the sons of light.
哥林多前书第四章
First Corinthians chapter 4
第一节和第二节
Verses 1 and 2
人应当以我们为基督的执事为神奥秘式的管家所求于管家的是要他有忠心
Let a man regard us in this manner as the servants of Christ and the stewards of the mystery of God. In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy.
提多书第一章
Titus chapter 1
提多书第一章第七节到第九节
Verses 7 to 9
监督既是神的管家必须无可指责不任性不暴躁不因酒滋事不打人不贪无义之财乐意接待远人好善庄重公平圣洁自持坚守所教真理的道理就能将纯正的教训劝化人又能把争辩的人拨倒了。
For the overseer must be above reproach as a God's steward, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not addicted to wine, not pugnacious, not fond of sordid gain, but a hospitable, loving what is good, sensible, just, devout, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word which is in accordance with the teaching.So that he will be able both to exhort in sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict.
我们再看彼得前书
First Peter
彼得前书第四章
Chapter 4
第十节和十一节
Verses 10 and 11
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍做神百般恩赐的好管家若有讲道的要按着神的圣言讲若有服侍人的要按着神所赐的力量服侍叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀原来荣耀全能都是他的直到永永远远阿们
As each one has received a special gift employ it in serving one another as a good stewards of the manifold grace of GodWhoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
最后我们看以弗所书第一章。
Lastly, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
第一章第六节
Chapter 1 verse 6
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6 To the praise of the glory of his grace which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved
第十二节
And verse 12
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞
To the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory
第十四节
Verse 14
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据只等到神之名被赎使他的荣耀得着称赞
Who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory
我们这一次特会的这个主题
The theme of the conference
就是出自以弗所书
is from the book of Ephesians
这里讲说使他的荣耀得到称赞
Here it says that to the praise of his glory
在以弗所书里面给我们看见一次用在父的身上一次用在子的身上还有一次用在圣灵的身上
From the book of Ephesians we can see that one time the phrase is applied to the Father and the second time is applied to the Son and the third time is applied to the Holy Spirit
我们知道在创世之前神就定下一个荣耀的旨意
We know that before the foundation of the world God already had this glorious purpose
那么为着这个荣耀的旨意神开始在万有中来做工
And because of that glorious will, he started to work in all creation.
当然神的工作也是为着成全他的旨意。
Of course, God's work is to fulfill his own will.
父子圣灵都投身在这个工作的里面。
And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have devoted themselves into this work.
并且他们分工合作他们尽他们所有的。
And they work together, they exalted all they have into it.
父的工作达到完全的时候
When the work of the Father has to its completion
要使他的荣耀得到称赞
That will lead to the praise of his glory
子的工作达到完成的时候
When the work of the Son is to his completion
使他的荣耀得到称赞
That will lead to the praise of his glory
圣灵的工作达到终了的时候
As the work of the Holy Spirit comes to its end
使他的荣耀得到称赞
That will lead to the praise of his glory
所以在以弗所书第一章的里面
Therefore in Ephesians chapter 1,
使徒保罗让我们看见
the Apostle Paul leads us to see
神在他的工作上
in God's work,
至终的一个结果不仅是荣耀还要得作称赞
and the ultimate result of his work of God is not only to the glory, but to the praise of his glory.
他不仅按照他的旨意做了完美的计划
not only has he planned this such a wonderful plan for his own work,
他也按照他的能力把这个计划达到绝对的完美
And he also according to his power to make that plan to its perfection
所以最终出现的时候呢不仅是充满荣耀还是充满了赞美
In the end when it appears it's not only filled with glory but also with praise
我想我用一个简单的比喻来说明一下
I would like to use a simple illustration
我们知道若是神把使徒约翰在启示录第二十一章所看见的那个荣耀也展示在我们的眼前。
Say, if the Lord is to reveal the glory that the Apostle John saw in the book of Revelation chapter 21,
他在启示录二十一章让我们看见新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And in Revelation chapter 21, John saw the New Jerusalem descended from heaven.
这座城长宽高都是四千里。
And for that city, the height, the width, and the length is all 144,000 miles.
那实在是一个伟大的建筑。
And that is a great structure.
并且呢，它是用碧玉、用各样的宝石、用金晶、用珍珠所建造起来的。
And that was built by jasper and all other kinds of a precious stone, and also built with gold and silver.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and
sisters, 如果今天这一幅的景象展示在我们眼前的时候
，If this view is revealed to you,
你会有什么样的感觉
？What will you feel？
啊，可能许多美国人说，哇哦。
Probably many Americans will say, wow.
啊，那么各个民族会有不同的表现，对吧
And probably will have a different kind of expression from different nations.
当然我们知道这是世人的一个感觉。
Of course, that is the people of the world will feel such way.
我们基督徒呢，是要发出赞美的。
But for Christians, we shall give praise.
那一幕的景象呢，实在是太惊人了。
Because that is such an amazing Sin.
所以我们要从内心的深处发出赞美，对不对
？Therefore, from the bottom of our hearts, we would like to give praise.
不仅这座城是充满荣耀的
，Not only that city is filled with glory.
要发出赞美
And that would also cause a praise.
我们知道圣经中有很多赞美的话。
We know that in the Bible there are many words of praise.
其实呢，神已经给我们预备好了赞美的话。
Actually, God has prepared words of praise for us.
我这么多年过来，我觉得圣经中许多赞美的话呢，都赶不上那四个字。
And I feel like many words of praise cannot compare to those four words.
弟兄姊妹知道这是什么吗？
What are those four words?
就是哈利路亚。
It's a hallelujah.
哇，弟兄姊妹们，这四个字是你可以喊起来非常响亮。
And that word hallelujah, you can sound it loud.
并且呢，会喊到我们里面会有荣耀的感觉出来，对不对呢
？When you cry out hallelujah, you have a sense of a glory in you.
啊，弟兄姊妹都知道我这个人声音很大。
Brothers, you know that I have a very loud voice.
我可以把这个哈利路亚喊得非常大声。
I can sound it very loud, hallelujah.
不过今天晚上我不喊了。
But I won't cry out tonight.
我要把这个留等最后啊。当主回来，我们看见神的工作完成的时候，那个大荣耀的时候，我们要尽情的来呼喊。
I'm going to save that until the Lord complete His work. When He returns, when we see that big glory, then I will cry it out.
所以在启示录第十四章告诉我们
，Therefore in Revelation chapter 14 it says，
让我们看见我们的主作王了，看见仇敌的权势被打败了。全天都充满哈利路亚。
And when we see our Lord is reigning, and then the enemy has been defeated, the entire creation was filled with hallelujah.
所以在所有赞美神的话语当中啊
，Therefore in all the words of praise，
没有这一句是那么有能力的。
None of them can compare to this phrase hallelujah.、
如果你喊说赞美主，远赶不上哈利路亚，对不对
？When you say praise the Lord, that cannot compare.To say hallelujah.
因为这个 hallelujah 一出来的时候，你整个声音都可以放开的。
Because when you say hallelujah, your voice could let your voice out.
当然，弟兄姊妹们，今天很多神的儿女喜欢喊 hallelujah.
Of course, many children of God would like to say hallelujah.
但是不要随便乱喊啊。
But don't just say it too casually.
这个只是为着神那个荣耀的工作了。
Because that phrase is for the glorious work of God.
所以神不仅让他的工作达到一个荣耀的光景。
So we can see not only God has allowed His work to reach this glorious condition.
当这个工作完成的时候
，When that work is complete,
全天整个宇宙都充满赞美。
The entire heaven, the entire universe will be filled with praise.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们
，Therefore the apostle Paul tells us,
神的工作不仅是荣耀，他叫他的心满意得心满意足。
Therefore the work of God is not just a glory that will satisfy the heart of God,
还要得到赞美
，and that will also lead to praise.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢神
，We need to thank God.
他定了他的旨意。
Because he has set his purpose.
有一天他的旨意出现的时候，那是极其的荣耀，极其的美丽。
One day when his will is fulfilled and appears, that will be filled with glory.
也会得着整个万有的一个赞美。
And that will cause all the creation to praise.
我们上次讲过。
And the last time we already mentioned this.
神所完成的这个工作。
And the work that God has accomplished.
不是神自己完成。
And he will not do it on his own.
他乃是和他所拣选的人一同完成。
He's going to co-work with those whom he has chosen.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
今天主把我们摆在时间当中。
Now the Lord has put us in time.
主给我们很多的机会。
The Lord has given us many opportunities.
让我们与他同工，一同来完成他的工作。
So that we may co-work with him to accomplish his work.
所以到那一天工作完成的时候
，So on that day when the work is finished，
你会看见历史历代许多爱主的圣徒。
And you can see many saints throughout the generation who love the Lord.
遵行神旨意的圣徒。
And those who follow the will of the Lord.
他们所有工作的果效也随着一同出现。
And the fruit of their work will also appear.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
今天如果我们在地上
Today, if we are on earth.
我们能按照神的心意侍奉他。
If we can serve him according to his will.
你所有一切的劳苦于天在那一个终结的工作中你会看见
And you will see your labor in the ultimate work one day.
但是假使你不是按照神的心意
But if you do not do it according to the will of God,
你做得再多,
as much as you work,
做得再努力,
as much effort you have put in,
最后归于突然,
and in the end, it will come to in vain.
所以为什么我们常常在这里强调说,
That's why we have emphasized that we need to do the will of God.
要按照神的旨意来侍奉他。
We need to serve Him according to His will.
所以但愿那一天主的工作完成的时候,
the hope on that day when His work is complete,
你我一生的劳苦, 一生在主面前的奉献, 所有的牺牲, 在那里都显出果效。
And that will show the fruit of all our labors and all our sacrifices and all our time.
那我们真是要与主一同欢喜快乐,
then we will be rejoicing with our Lord.
感谢神,
we thank God.
他做工,
he works, but he has also chosen men to co-work with him.
所以我们讲到在他的工作上呢,
Since, and concerning his work, since he wants us to co-work with him,
他把两个重要的职分呢,
he has given us these two important ministries.
一个就是祭司的职分,
and one is a priesthood.
另外一个,今天我们要交通的管家的职分,
and the other is a stewardship, which we're going to fellowship on tonight.
这两个职分呢,
and these two ministries,
一个是属于永远的,
and one is a eternal.
祭司职分是从永远到永远,
priesthood is from eternity to eternity.
但是管家的职分呢,
and yet for stewardship,
是属于时间的,
is a temporal.
啊, 所以这个对于今天我们还活在地上的圣徒来讲, 是非常重要的提醒。
And this is a very important reminder for us who are still living on earth.
我上次讲到,
and the last time I already mentioned this,
我们如果 要在这两个职分上面我们能够做得好,
if we are to do well in these two regards,
侍奉上有两个重要的原则, 我们必须牢牢地抓住,
we need to hold fast to very important two principles concerning service.
我们要按照这两个原则在主面前来侍奉,
we need to serve the Lord before Him according to these two principles.
我们才能做好祭司, 做好管家,
then we can become good priests and good stewards.
所以容许我今天在开头的时候, 我要再把这两个重要的原则给弟兄姊妹们强调一下。
So allow me to begin with to re-emphasize these two important principles.
我们晓得第一个, 神是借着摩西做榜样, 所对我们说明的,
the first principle was illustrated through Moses to us.
因为神要打发摩西到埃及去做工的时候,
because when God sent Moses to Egypt to work,
神告诉他说, 我必与你同在,
God said to him, I will be with you.
然后呢, 我打发你去, 这个作为打发你去做工的证据,
and that will be the sign for me that I have sent you.
这说明呢, 我们今天在侍奉上面,
so that says that in our service,
我们工作的这个把握,
the assurance of our work,
确据,
the evidence,
是神的同在,
is the presence of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
侍奉主必须有主的同在,
to serve the Lord, we need to have the presence of the Lord.
没有主的同在, 我们什么都不能做,
without the presence of the Lord, we can do nothing.
今天我们知道在侍奉上,
now we know that concerning service,
很多人并不 知道这件事情的重要,
not that many people know the importance of this matter.
我们把我们侍奉的这个把握建造在我们的智慧上,
oftentimes we build this assurance on our wisdom,
建造在我们的学问上,
on our knowledge,
就建造在我们的知识上,
on our education.
所以今天有很多侍奉主的人,
therefore many servants of God,
我们就鼓励他们要读很多的书,
we encourage them to read a lot of books.
当然这不是不好的事情啊,
of course that is not a bad thing.
我也很羡慕,
and I also admire that,
因为我读书很慢,
because I'm a slow reader.
我很羡慕别人读得很快,
I admire those who can read books quickly.
所以我常常感觉我的书读得没有别人多,
and oftentimes I feel like I have not read enough.
但是我们记得, 这个学问这个知识不是我们侍奉的把握,
but please remember this, that the education and knowledge is not the assurance of our service.
那么也有人把侍奉摆在他的经验上,
and some other also build their service on His experience
侍奉主多年了
and has been serving the Lord for many years.
有很多经验
many, a lot of experience.
所以我们用这个经验做我们的把握
Therefore, we use that experience as our assurance.
也有人用他的才干做把握
And some people will use his talents as his assurance.
也有很多人用他的口才做把握
And even eloquence.
也有人呢用人的支持做把握
And some also use the man's support as his assurance
很多人支持我所以我就很有把握
I have a lot of support therefore I have assurance
有人用什么地位
And some even use a status
弟兄姊妹会看见今天在侍奉的人中间呢
Brothers and sisters have you seen those servants
形形色色的有很多的东西是人用来侍奉上做把握的
And there's many different things that has been used as assurance for their services
但是神借着摩西对我们说
And yet God used Moses to speak to us
只有他的同在
Only his presence
才是我们侍奉上面的一个确据和把握
And that is the assurance of our service
实在来讲啊
Frankly speaking,
你如果有了神的同在
if you have the presence of God,
你没有这些东西
if you do not have any of those,
你一样可以侍奉神
you still can serve God.
我们已经讲过
well, we mentioned this,
神的工作大到一个地步不是你的智慧能力才干所能应付的
And because the work of God is so great that is far beyond what you can deal with your own wisdom, education, or talent.
所以我们讲到神说我必与你同在
God said that I will be with you
作为我打发你去的证据
As an evidence that I have sent you
这什么意思呢
What does that mean
这句话意思说呢我不仅打发你去神自己也去
That means that not only have I sent you and I will be with you
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
今天我们在侍奉上
And concerning service
如果我们有了主的同在
If we have the presence of the Lord
我们就不需要怕任何事情
And we shall not be afraid of anything
也不需要怕任何的环境
And we shall not be afraid of any circumstances
神在圣经里面呢给我们有很多的例子榜样来说明这个
And God used many examples in the Bible as illustrations
我们晓得在旧约的这个约瑟
We know that in the Old Testament Joseph
神是特别用约瑟那么来说明神的同在
And God specially used Joseph to explain the matter of his presence
我们都很熟悉他的故事
We all knew his story very well
17岁被弟兄们所卖
He was sold by his brothers when he was 17
后来到了波提years old 卖到波提法的家里面做奴仆
And he was sold the household of Potiphar
又下在监牢的里面
As a slave and then he was put in prison
那么后来因为解了梦所以后来解了法老的梦又被高抬了
And later he interpreted the dreams of a Pharaoh and he was lifted up
他有13年的时间我们看见他的生活是经过非常大的艰难
Over the period of 13 years he went through a lot of afflictions
但是在每一个艰难的环境中
and yet in every difficult situation
神都与他同在
and God was with him
所以难处就不成为难处
and the difficulty was not difficulty for him
后来我们知道这个法老把他从那个地牢里面把他拉出来之后呢一下之间就从一个奴仆变成了埃及的宰相
and when he was taken out of the jail by Pharaoh at the moment and he was turned from aprisoner into the prime minister of the nation.
哎呀，我读到那里的时候啊，我的心里面都非常的惊异啊。
And when I read that, my heart was filled with amazement.
我如果是我，我就不敢了。
And if it were me, then I dare not to do it.
啊，我要对法老王说，法老，你把我释放了，我感谢你啊。
And I will say to Pharaoh, Pharaoh, set me free, then I will give you thanks.
你一下叫我做宰相。
But you want to make me prime minister.
我们也没有看见约瑟受过什么教育。
And we have not seen Joseph being trained.
也没有受过什么训练。
And has not been educated.
怎么一下上来就做宰相
？And all of a sudden now he's been made a prime minister.
弟兄姊妹，如果是你，你敢吗
？Brother and sister, if it were you, do you dare?
什么样的力量使他能够接受这个位置呢
？What kind of strength he had so that he was able to take that position？
神的同在
，the presence of God。
因为他不是依靠自己的
，because he didn't depend on himself。
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers，
神的同在也使约瑟忘记了过去弟兄们的这个仇恨。
And because of presence of God, that will allow Moses, Joseph to forget the hatred he had from his brothers.
是他能够无比宽大的对待的他这些弟兄们。
And he could, with the generosity, he could deal with his brothers.
不仅赦免他们。
Not only to forgive them.
并且爱他们。
But also to love them.
并且也照顾他们的家人。
And also care for their households.
所以我们看见神的同在，神借着约瑟在给我们说明呢。
And we can see the presence of God that has been illustrated through Joseph.
你看到了这个有一天这个摩西被主接去了。
And now you can see one day when Moses was taken by the Lord.
摩西就把这么重大的以色列百姓的责任托付给约书亚。
And Moses gave such a big responsibility to Joshua.
我们知道约书亚非常的害怕。
We know that Joshua was in great fear.
所以多次神需要对他讲说你要壮胆，你要刚强。
And multiple times God has to say to him, do not fear.
因为我与你同在。
Because I will be with you.
所以我们知道弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers,
只要有神的同在
If there is a presence of God,
你就可以侍奉神
Then you can serve God.
这个才是我们今天侍奉上最大的一个把握
And that is the greatest assurance we have concerning our service.
不管需要有多大
No matter how great the need is,
不管托付有多么的沉重
No matter how heavy the entrustment is,
有神的同在就可以
If there is a presence of God, you can do it.
我们也不管仇敌有多凶猛
No matter how fierce the enemy is,
我们也无需要惧怕
And we shall not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
你看以利沙
Look at Elisha.
有一次为一个年轻的仆人祷告
And one time he prayed for a young servant.
他求神开那个年轻人的眼睛。
And he asked the Lord to ask God to open the eyes of the young servant.
他看见这个被仇敌所围困的这个城。
And when he looked at the city sieged by the enemies,
在山上满山都是火车火马。
And yet on the mountains it's filled with fire chariots.
所以以赛亚人以利沙人说，那与我们同在的比他们更多。
And therefore, Elisha could say that the one, those who are with us are more than what they have.
多年之后，约翰也回应这样的话。
And many years later, John also echoed that phrase.
那在我们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
And the one who is in us are greater than one in the world.
弟兄姊妹，有神的同在。
If there is a presence of God,
仇敌就算不得什么。
The enemy is nothing.
我们能想象吗？
Can we imagine this?
创造宇宙万有的主宰。
The one who created the universe.
这么伟大的神。
Such a great God.
他与我们同在。
And he is with us.
那么谁能够抵挡我们呢？
Who can against us? Who can be against us? Dear brothers and sisters.
今天到了新约的时代。
As we come to the New Testament time.
这个同在是一个事实在我们的身上。
And that presence is a fact in us.
神的儿女们应当有这个信心。
As a children of God, we should have that faith.
我很喜欢呢，何淑文姊妹所写的一首诗歌。
I really like Mr. Barber's hymn.
他那首诗歌说，有你就够了。
And the hymn says that it is enough to have you is enough.
哇，我们的姊妹真是懂得什么叫做神的同在。
You are enough. Our sister really knew what is the presence of the Lord.
有你就够了。
You are enough.
无论日有多长。
No matter how long the day is.
无论夜有多暗。
No matter how dark the night is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们何等需要能够明白这个真理。
How much do we need to know this truth?
在侍奉上。
Concerning service.
一方面我们脱离对自己的依赖。
On the one hand, we would like to put aside the dependence on ourselves.
好叫我们能够让神借着我们做成他的工。
So that God can use us to finish his work.
所以这个是在侍奉上面。
And that is concerning service.
神借着摩西做的榜样对我们说的一个非常重要的一个原则。
God used Moses as an example to speak to us a very important principle.
我们也提到在新约时代中。
And we also mentioned that in the New Testament time.
神借着保罗啊。那么做榜样也给我们一个重要的提醒。
And God also used Paul as an example to serve as an important reminder.
神告诉我们，神拣选保罗是做他手中的器皿。
And God says that he chose Paul as his vessel in his hand.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是神手中的器皿。
And every brother and sister is a vessel in the hands of the Lord.
我们都有一定的功用的。
We have a certain functions.
但是我们也讲到
But also mention this.
这个器皿呢是主人拿来用的。
And vessels are used by the master.
所以它必须是被动的。
Therefore, they have to be passive.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须认识我们的神是伟大的神。
We need to see that our God is a great God.
他的智慧是完全的智慧。
And that his wisdom is a perfect wisdom.
他的能力是无穷无尽的。
And that his power is unlimited.
他不需要你我来帮助他的。
He doesn't need help from you or me.
所以他不需要你我主动来帮助他的。
And therefore, he doesn't want you to take the initiative to help him.
我们不能把神看小了。
We cannot belittle our God.
在我们的眼中应该看见神的伟大。
We shall see the greatness of our God.
在这些年间，
In these years,
我常常有时候里面深处感叹。
And oftentimes I have this sigh in my heart.
我们很多侍奉主的人眼中没有神。
And many servants of God, we do not have a God in our eyes.
所以我们只看见自己。
And therefore we only see ourselves.
我们就觉得我们有能力，我们能做什么。
And we feel like we have ability, we can do something.
所以我们犯了无数的错误。
Therefore we have made numerous mistakes.
侍奉主的人眼中必须有神。
And for servants of God, we need to have a God in our eyes.
你要知道他的伟大。
And we need to see his greatness.
你看我最喜欢那个尼希米的祷告。
I really like the prayer of Nehemiah.
尼希米祷告神说，他大而可畏的神啊。
And when he prayed, he said, the great and awesome God.
哇，尼希米看见神的大而可畏。
And Nehemiah saw was a great and awesome God.
今天我们需要有这样的看见。
Today we need to have this seeing.
你就绝不敢伸出你的手去帮助神啊。
And therefore, you dare not to stretch out your hand to help God.
你更不能主动了。
You cannot take the initiative.
所以神拣选保罗。
When God chose Paul.
神说他是我所拣选的器皿。
God said that this is a vessel whom I have chosen.
我们知道保罗的个性是个很积极的人。
And we know that Paul was a very active, aggressive person.
保罗非常的聪明。
And he was a very intelligent.
哇，保罗是一个既殷勤的人。
And he was a very diligent as well.
他非常喜欢主动。
He would like to take initiative.
啊，所以呢，我有时候读到保罗的故事啊。
So sometimes as you read the story of Paul.
我们知道今天保罗被称作是带锁链的使徒。
And we know that Paul is now called an apostle in chains.
为什么神要用链子把他链起来？
Why God would like to put the chains around him?
今天我们看，我们觉得我们的弟兄受苦了。
And now from our perspective, our brother was suffering.
好像是罗马人把他圈禁起来的。
As if he was jailed by the Romans.
但是保罗自己知道。
But actually, Paul knew it very well.
保罗说：“我这为主被囚的。”
And he said that I am the prisoner for the Lord.
他知道这个不是罗马人囚禁他，是主囚禁他。
He knew that he was not put in prison by the Romans, but by the Lord.
因为他太活动了，你知道吧？
Because he was too active.
他太会主动了。
Because he was,
神也很怕他主动。
Easy to take initiative.
神知道这个人很有用。
And the God knew he was very useful.
所以神就用锁链，所以保罗的经历是特别的。
And therefore, God chained him up. And so Paul's experience was very special.
保罗不仅用锁，神用锁链把他锁起来。
And not only God has put him in chains.
神还给他身上加根刺。
And he also put a thorn in him.
你就知道保罗这个人天生的己个性是多么的强硬的。
And we can see that he was such a, with a so strong a personality.
神为了要叫他能成为神手中合用的器皿。
In order to make him as a useful vessel in the hands of the Lord.
所以神需要用锁链把他锁起来，叫他不能乱跑。
Therefore, God need to put him in chains so that he will not just go on his own way.
不能你想跑哪里就跑哪里。
You cannot just go on your own way.
然后再用一根刺。
And then use another thorn.
保罗说呢，因为我得的启示太大，所以神大怕我骄傲。
And Paul said that because the revelation I received is so great in order to make me not to be proud.
我们知道那根刺是可怕的东西。
We know that thorn was a terrible thing.
因为保罗明告诉我们这是撒旦的差役。
Because that Paul says that is a servant of Satan.
这是在保罗的生命的里面非常阴暗一面的东西，很可怕。
That is a dark side in Paul's life.
保罗虽然几次恳求，三次恳求主。
And he pleaded with the Lord for three times.
主不要把刺拔掉。
And the Lord didn't take that away.
主只说我的恩典够你用的。
And the Lord said that my grace is sufficient for you.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
一个人在主的手中要成为器皿。
a person to be a vessel in the hands of the Lord.
他必须明白一件事情。
He has to understand this thing.
他不能主动做什么。
And he cannot take the initiative.
他是主人手中的一个器具。
And he is a vessel in the master's hand.
主人要怎样用就是用。
And whatever the use by the master.
不然你就应该很安息。
And then you should be at rest.
啊，我有的时候回家。
And sometimes as I return home,
我那个厨房柜子一打开,
when I open the cabinet in my kitchen,
哇, 里面有杯子, 有盘子, 什么东西在里面, 对吧?
And there are cups and the plates and many other things.
哇, 我看, 哇, 这些东西在那里很安息啊, 非常安息。
And when I look at those cups and the plates, they are at peace.
对, 他等着我来用啊。
And they are waiting for me to use them.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在神的跟前也是这样。
And brothers and sisters, that should be the condition we have before God.
我们等着神来用我们。
And we are waiting for God to use us.
你不用着急什么。
And do not be anxious.
我们知道，我们这一生如果能被神用一次，就荣耀无比。
We know that in our lifetime, if we can use by God for once, and that will be glorious.
我举个例子给你们听。
I will give you one example.
我们有一次在 Texas 州这个 San Marcos 那个大学有夏令会。
And one time we have a conference in Texas at this San Marcos campus.
啊，那么那天呢，我从一个走廊走过的时候。
And as I walk in the hallway one day.
哎，我看见那个墙上呢有一个很大的镜框。
And I saw there's such a big glass frame on the wall.
那个镜框里面呢有一支笔。
And inside the frame there's a pen.
我就很好奇啊。
And so I was very curious.
我说这个笔有什么了不起啊。
I said, what's so wonderful about this pen?
为什么呢？弄这么大个镜框框起来挂在那里。
Why do you have to frame it up and put it on the wall?
所以后来我去看。
And later I find it out.
哦，原来这支笔啊，是美国那个江省总统用过的。
And actually, as a matter of fact, that pen was used by President Johnson.
因为好像那个，我不知道是不是那个江省是他们的校友。
I don't know whether Johnson was an alumni of that university.
这支笔呢，江省总统只在白宫里面签署了一个公文。
And that pen was used by Johnson to sign one document in the White House.
所以他就把这个笔送给那个学校。
And then he gave that pen to that university.
哇，这学校看见如获至宝啊。
And that university took it as a treasure.
又就把它用一个大的镜框把它框起来。
And they framed it and put it in this glass case and put it on the wall.
挂在墙上。
And hang on the wall.
当然那支笔也蛮好的了。
Of course, that was a good pen.
啊，但是只用过一次啊。
But that was only used once.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
你我。是神手中的器皿。
You and I are vessels in the hands of God.
是造物主手中的器皿。
And the vessels in the Creator's hands.
是伟大神手中的器皿。
Vessels in the great God.
你想想看，如果神能用你用一次，那就是荣耀无比。
Think this way: if God can use you and use once, and that was far beyond glorious.
何况神还不止用一次，对不对？
And more than that, actually, God would use more than once.
所以每个弟兄姊妹都应该认识我们是器皿。
And all brothers and sisters, we should come to realize that we are but vessels.
我们等候主来使用我们。
We are waiting for the Lord to use us.
也许有的基督徒会这样说。
Maybe some Christians would say this.
就是我们这些人呢，本来就懒得不得了了。
And we are pretty lazy.
你这样的说法，我们不是更懒了吗
？And the way you say it, that will make us even lazier.
弟兄姊妹，你放心。
And brothers and sisters, don't worry.
我们的神是工作的神。
Because our God is a God who works.
你虽然被动
，even you are passive，
但是呢，你绝对不会闲下来的。
But you will stay idle.
你们原谅我这样说。
And allow me to say this.
我的这个人天性是很被动的。
And for me, I am very passive.
我很少主动去做什么事情。
And very hard for me to take initiative to do anything.
但是这些年呢，像我这么一个懒惰被动的人呢，神用起来的时候，我都忙得不得了。
And but even for a lazy passive person like me, I have been used by the Lord. I become so busy.
所以你放心啊。
So don't worry.
绝对不会叫你越来越懒。
And that will not make you lazier.
今天我们要有一个心愿，侍立在神的跟前。
But today we should have this desire to wait upon the Lord.
我们等候 他来使用我们。
And we're waiting for him to use us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
神借着使徒保罗这个榜样告诉我们
，God uses Paul as an example to tell us，
我们是个器皿
，We are vessels。
神要用我们
，And God would like to use us。
但是呢，千万不要主动
，But please do not take the initiative。
等候在他的跟前
，Wait before him。
当然，我们也讲过。他们要能成为神的好仆人。
Of course, we also mentioned that in order to become a good servant of God,
神首先要教他们学会舍己。
And God will teach them how to deny themselves.
无论是摩西，无论是保罗
，No matter Moses or Paul,
我们看见神借着十字架的工作，在他们的己身上都有严厉的对付。
And God used the work of the cross as a severely deal with them.
所以。我们这个基督徒的魂必须要纯净
And therefore for Christians Our souls need to be purified
这也是一个共同所有的一个很基本的一个经历
And that is a common experience Which is very important
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
今天神把这个职分托付给我们
Now God has entrusted us this ministry
那么我们要想好好的来服侍我们的主
And we know how to We would like to serve him well
这些侍奉的原则我们都必须牢牢地守住。
We need to hold fast to these principles of service.
只有你守住了这些侍奉的原则
，Only when you hold fast to these principles，
我们也许可以做一个好祭司。
Can we then be good priests？
我们能成为一个好的管家。
Can we then be good stewards？
当我们讲到管家的时候
，And we talk about stewards，
我们从路加福音十二章很清楚地看见。
From Luke chapter 12, we can see this very clearly.
我们的主复活升天以后
After our Lord was raised from the dead and ascended to heaven,
他把他地上的家托付人来管理。
He entrusted his household on earth to men.
我们看见各道各处的聚会
And we can see the assemblies in various places.
神的众教会。
And all the churches of God.
其实呢，每一个地方都是神的家。
And every one of them is a household of God.
神把各样不同的聚会在不同的地方托付给不同的人。
And God has entrusted this assembly to different persons in different locations.
神要我们来做他的管家。
And God wants us to be his stewards.
我们知道在古时。
We know that in the ancient time.
有很多的大家大户人家
，There was this a big household，
或者有钱人
，or the rich family，
他们家里面都喜欢用管家
，and they would like to use a stewards。
不过在今天这个时代里面呢，也还是有啊，但是比较少了。
And for the current generation, there are still some, but not that many。
我们读旧约的人物的时候
，and as we read the characters in the，
我们看见亚伯拉罕的家里有个管家的，
we can see
有老管家。
There was a old steward in the household of Abraham。
我们看见后来波提法也用约瑟做他的管家。
And Potiphar also later used Joseph as his servant.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个管家呢，就是主人把他的家业、把他的家交付在管家的手中。
As a steward that has been entrusted the possessions of the master。
但是首先我们必须明白一件事情
But one thing we need to first come to understand
教会是神的家
And the church is the house of God
那么保罗对提摩太也曾经很慎重的对他吩咐
And Paul also commanded Timothy once very seriously
他说这家就是永生神的教会
And he said that this household isThe Church of the Living God.
所以今天各处的教会都是神的家。
Therefore, all the churches are the houses of God.
是神储藏他丰富的地方。
And the place that God will store His abundance.
是他安息的所在。
That's a place He will find rest.
是他掌权的地方。
That's a place He will reign.
所以今天神愿意把他的家托付给人来管理。
And today, God would like to entrust His house to man.
我们晓得。路加福音告诉我们
，We know that from the Gospel according to Luke，
有一天主要回来的。
One day the Lord will return。
主就看我们到底怎么管理他的家的。
And then the Lord will measure us how we have administered His house。
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们虽然是神的儿女，
and we are children of God,
我们是在这个家中的，
and we are in this house,
但是呢，我们不能按照我们的意思来管理神的家，
but we cannot administer the house of God according to our own thinking.
所以我们必须要知道如何能把神的家管好。
So we need to know how to administer the house of God well.
啊，保罗对提摩太也说，
and Paul also says to Timothy,
倘若我单言日久啊，
if I delayed,
你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
You will know how to conduct yourself in the household of God.
所以保罗知道，
Paul knew,
在神的家里，
in the household of God,
不是你可以随意而行的。
It's not just a do it according to your own way.
不是你高兴做什么就做什么。
It's not just a do it according to your own liking.
这不是你的家。
This is not your house.
这是神的家。
This is a God's house.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
and yet, brothers and sisters,
我们人常常犯错误的。
And oftentimes, as men, we make mistakes.
有很多时候我们呢变成好像这是我的家一样。
Oftentimes, we turn that into our own household.
我高兴怎么安排就怎么安排，我高兴怎么做就怎么做。
I will do the arrangements and do those works according to our own liking.
所以因此有很多的时候在神的家中就出现难处了。
And therefore, many times there were issues, difficulties in the house.
如果你能把神的家管好，
if you can minister the house of God well,
你就能使他的荣耀得着称赞，
and then you will lead to the praise of his glory.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们记得做管家是今生的事，
we have to remember that being stewards is the matter concerning this age.
是神在时间中间的托付，
it is entrustment in time.
那么有一天主要回来的，
one day when the Lord returns,
这个职分就会结束，
and that ministry will end.
所以我们需要按照神的旨意来管理神的家，
and then we need to administer the house of God according to his will.
今天我们也感觉到在地上有这么多的教会，
and today we also feel that there are so many churches on earth.
但是很多时候好像人并不能够完全明白这个意义。
But oftentimes a man cannot quite understand this meaning.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore brothers and sisters,
要明白神的旨意是非常重要的一件事情。
It is a very important matter to understand the will of God.
按照神的要求来管理他的家，这是我们的责任。
It is our responsibility to administer his house according to God's requirements.
所以 主耶稣在路加福音第十二章啊，
thereforeThe Lord says in Luke chapter 12,
他对着当时的门徒们呢，他有一些的讲论。
And he says something according to his disciples.
他在那里讲到侍，前面讲到侍奉的原则。
And he talk about the principle of service.
他说呢，我们要束上腰带，要点着灯做仆人的人。
And he said, as a servant, we need to be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit.
那么这就是两个重要的原则了。
And these are two important principles.
那么什么叫束上腰带呢？
What does that mean to get dressed in readiness?
彼得在彼得前书里面告诉我们。
And Peter says in the first Peter,
我们要束上心思中的腰带。
We need to gird up the loin of our mind.
就是我们的心思要受真理的约束。
That means that our mind need to be controlled by truth.
你不能呢弄一些虚幻的东西啊摆在思想的里面。
You cannot do something false in your thoughts.
所以我们读圣经啊，
as we read the Bible,
弟兄姊妹有非常重要的一个意义。
And there's something very important.
我有的时候劝勉青年的弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes I exhorted the young brothers and sisters.
我说你要好好的读圣经。
I say you need to read the Bible well.
怎么样说是把圣经读好了呢？
What does that mean to read the Bible well?
不是读了很多遍，背了很多就是好。
It doesn't mean you have done it well if you have recited many times, have read it many times.
你要读到一个地步，
you need to read it to the point.
让圣经的思想成为你的思想，
to allow the mind of the Bible to become your mind.
这是读圣经的目的。
And that is the purpose of reading the Bible.
这样当圣经的真理能约束你的心思的时候，
when your mind is constrained by the truth,
你自然能够按真理而行。
Then you can walk in truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的。
The brothers and sisters, this is very important.
因为我们的思想影响我们的生活侍奉太厉害了。
Because our thoughts, our minds has influenced our service and daily
life very greatly. 你怎么想你就怎么做了，对不对？
Because what you think, then what you're going to do.
所以第一个侍奉需要把思想把它约束起来。
So first, concerning service, first we need to have gird up the loin of our mind.
然后要点着灯。
And then we need to have the lamp lit.
我们晓得在箴言书里面告诉我们。
And the proverb says this.
人的灵就是耶和华的灯。
And the spirit of man is a lamp of the Lord.
就是你的灵里面要明亮。
That means that your spirit needs to have a light.
你知道，假使我们就侍奉主，我们这个灵里面是昏暗的。
If as we serve the Lord, if our spirit is in darkness, if there is a darkness in us, how can you administer the house of God well? Therefore, we need to have the light in the spirit. And our soul needs to be greatly dealt with. Then there will be more brightness in your spirit.
做仆人第一个束上带,
therefore, to serve him, the Lord says that we need to get dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit.
然后呢, 要等候主人的回来。
And we also need to wait for the master.
我们对于主的再来啊,
concerning the Lord's return,
不能光是当作一个道理。
It's not just a doctrine.
啊, 我们年长的弟兄这些年多多的提醒说主要来，马上就要来。
And our elderly brother has reminded them multiple times recent years, the Lord is coming, he will come very soon.
我们很多弟兄姊妹听, 哦, 知道了, 知道了。
And many brothers and sisters heard this and said, oh, okay, I know, I know.
不, 主问说, 你有没有等候啊?
No, the Lord says that, are you waiting?
你真是等候主回来吗?
Are you waiting for his return?
我们对主的回来有真切的感觉吗?
Do we have this sense, true feeling about his return?
尤其今天我们要侍奉主, 我们更是要有 战惊恐惧的态度,
and especially as we serve the Lord, we should have this attitude of trembling before Him.
连保罗侍奉他都说他又战惊又恐惧。
And when Paul served, he said he was in fear and trembling.
因为这些人眼中是有神的。
Because for this group of people, they have a God in their eyes.
今天我们马马虎虎随随便便, 我们就能过得去吗?
And today, we do it casually. Can we just pass the test?
他说主人回来了,
he said that when the Lord returns,
从婚姻的筵席上回来了,
and the master returned from the wedding feast,
他说你要开门,
and you need to open the door.
你要警醒,
you need to be alert.
主就告诉我们, 如果你这样做,
and the Lord said that if you do such a way,
哇, 主人心里非常的欢喜,
and there was great joy to the master.
还进来做什么呢?
And what will he do when he enters?
他就反过来服侍你了,
and in turn, he will serve you.
弟兄姊妹们,
and brothers and sisters,
主用这样的一个比喻, 这样说明啊,
and the Lord used this example as an illustration.
已经是非常清楚了, 对不对?
It's very clear.
我们巴望有天我们能得着这样的荣耀。
We hope that one day we will receive such a glory.
所以当主这么讲完之后啊,
and after the Lord finished this,
彼得就问了,
and then Peter said,
主啊, 你这个比喻是给我们的还是给别人的, 给他们大家的呢?
And this parable is for us or for all others.
所以主就接着就讲,
and the Lord continued,
主也没有说给你的, 也没有说给别人的。
The Lord didn't say that is for you or for others.
就说谁是那忠心又有见识的管家?
And the Lord said that who is then the faithful and the sensible steward?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
主在这里就再一步进一步地说到做管家需要忠心需要有见识。
The Lord take one step further saying that being a steward need to be faithful and also be sensible.
当然在这里主所讲的忠心
and then here the faithfulness is concerning the Lord's entrustment. Because this is regarding his household. We know that in the Bible, and there are many aspects concerning faithfulness. And someone was very faithful to the name of the Lord.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
在教会历史上,
throughout church history,
许多人因为忠于主的名被杀寻到,
and many people were killed and martyred because of their faithfulness to the name of God.
他们不愿意弃绝主的名, 不愿意否认主的名,
they didn't want to forsake and didn't want to deny the name of the Lord.
也有人忠于主的自己,
and they somehow also were faithful to the Lord himself.
他们在世的日子, 他们与主建立, 非常亲密的关系,
and when they were still on earth, they have this such an intimate relationship with the Lord.
他们因为愿意忠于主的自己,
because they wanted to be faithful to the Lord himself.
他们不愿意违背他,
they didn't want to disown him.
也有很多人为主寻道,
and because of that, many of them were martyred.
但是我们知道这个忠心还有第三方面,
and yet there is a third aspect of being faithful.
忠于主的托付,
and being faithful to the entrustment of the Lord.
因为我们的神是有旨意的神,
because our God is a God of a will.
他是有目的的神,
he is a God of a purpose.
所以今天我们不仅忠于他的名, 忠于他的自己, 还要忠于他的托付。
Today, not only have we been, have to be faithful to the name of his name also to himself, but also to his entrustment.
当然，一个做管家的人
，of course, being a steward,
这三方面的忠心都需要的。
And it is all these three aspects of faithfulness is required.
啊，但在这里
，and here
他提到这个忠心是特别着重在神的托付上面。
The faithfulness here is specifically talking about the entrustment of the Lord.
在神家的管理上
，concerning the administration of the household of God.
没有违背主的心意
，and do not disobey the will of God.
完全照着主所吩咐的
，and completely follow the commands of the Lord.
有的时候我们心里会很叹息、啊、
Sometimes we have this sigh.
从古至今。神只给神的儿女们这本圣经。
And from the ancient time till now, God has only given the children of God this Bible.
其实很多话圣经都写得非常的清楚。
And as a matter of fact, many words has been painted out very clearly.
我们也不能懂为什么很多人那么用功努力读圣经，到时候最后还是违背圣经。
And I still cannot understand why there are so many people diligently studying the Bible, and in the end, they still disobey the words of the Lord.
听神的话变成了很大的考验。
And it has become a great test to hear the word of the Lord.
说你看看各道各处的工作。
And then we can see the works in various places.
很多都没有按照神的话语的吩咐。
Many of them did not follow the command of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
我们需要主的怜悯。
We need the mercy of the Lord.
因为魔鬼很容易把我们的心眼弄瞎了。
Because the devil is easy to blind our eyes.
你读是读了，没有明白。
And even you read it, you don't understand it.
所以今天你要忠心。
Today, if you are to be faithful,
你要听主的话。
You need to listen to the word of the Lord.
按照圣经的话语，
according,
在主面前来侍奉。
You need to serve according to the word of the Bible.
所以这是主讲到这一个管家。
And now that's what the Lord talked about the steward.
他所需要的。第一个条件
，and that is a one condition required.
第二件事情呢
，and the second thing
就说啊，说明他要有见识
，and he has to be sensible.
啊，这个见识呢，在圣经的原文里面也可以翻作是聪明。
and in the original language, this word can also be translated as intelligent.
啊，我们读圣经的时候啊。
As we read the Bible,
我们有时候发现有智慧、有聪明，这两个到底什么区别
？And then, now there's two terms. One is wisdom, and the other is intelligence.
对我们大多数人来讲，好像这个智慧就是聪明，聪明就是智慧，对不对
？And is there any differences to most of us? They are pretty much exchangeable.
但是也许这是我个人一点领会啊。
But it is to me my own understanding.
我觉得这个智慧跟这个聪明是有点区别的。
I feel like there's some difference between these two.
啊，我们需要有智慧。
We need to have wisdom.
智慧使我们能明白什么是神的旨意。
And wisdom will allow us to understand the will of God.
智慧使我们能明白什么是真理。
And the wisdom will allow us to understand the truth.
但是为什么要聪明呢
？But why do we need intelligence?
啊，聪明呢是使人会运用神的旨意。
And intelligence will allow us to apply the will of God.
聪明使人可以实行真理。
And intelligence will allow us to practice truth.
所以这里有智慧，有聪明。他们中间有一点点的区别。
Therefore, we have a wisdom and intelligence. There's some difference between these two.
因为这些年间，我们发现一件事情。
Because the recent years, we have discovered one thing.
很多弟兄姊妹慢慢属灵的智慧开了。
And many brothers and sisters gradually their spiritual understanding was opened.
我们能明白什么是神的旨意。
We can come to understand what the will of God is.
很多时候我们也可以讲说神的旨意。
And sometimes we can also talk about the will of God.
但是，一到实际的生活里去的时候呢？
Yeah, if we come down to our daily life,
不会用、啊、
we don't know how to use it.
所以你知道，我们这个西岸特会到今年已经有三十多次了。
And you know that for the West Coast Christian Conference, this year has been more than 30 times.
我们听了多少智慧的言语啊
？How many words of wisdom have we heard？
啊，我们中间弟兄姊妹大多数人恐怕，我们这个耳朵都很熟悉啊。
And those words are very familiar to our ears.
啊。有很多弟兄姊妹也可以整天讲神永远的旨意。
And some brothers and sisters can also talk about the will of God all day long.
身体的侍奉。
And talk about the body service.
基督的丰满。
And talking about the abundance of Christ.
我想这个 不是不好，这是好的。
And that is not bad. All these are good.
但是我们看看各地的聚会呢。
But if we look at the various assemblies,
这些好像都没有能实行在这个聚会的里面。
All these seems have not been put into practice.
好像我们缺了一点聪明啊。
As if we are lacking intelligence.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神要求这个管家。
And the God required of this steward.
你不能光知道真理的。
You are not only just to know the truth.
你要能实行真理。
You need to put that into practice.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
神的家要管理得好。
In order to administer the house of God well.
你不仅在圣经里面明白了各式样的真理。
Not only do you need to understand all kinds of truth in the Bible.
你要知道怎么把这样的真理运用在神的家里面。
You also need to know how to apply all this truth in the house of God.
所以主在这里说呢。
Therefore, the Lord says here,
忠心又有见识
need to be faithful and also be intelligent.
这实在是非常重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
我心里面很 有感觉啊。
And I have this feeling.
我们这些年呢，提到神家的治理。
And these recent years, we have been talking about the administration of the household of God.
可能很多时候，对于侍奉主人来讲，内心都很窘迫。
And whenever we touch upon that, that will cause embarrassment to many servants of God.
因为我们在道理上可以讲的。
Because we can talk about it concerning the doctrine.
但是不知道怎么样治理。
But we don't know how to administer.
哎呀，这个成为我们一个好像很大的一个难处了，对不对？
That has become a very big difficulty.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
要把神的家管好它。
In order to administer the house of God well,
非常重要。
It is very important.
这是主今天在地上给我们重要的托付。
This is an important entrustment from God to us on earth.
我再说，这是所有弟兄姊妹的责任。
Once again, I will say that that's a responsibility for all brothers and sisters.
我们要把我们各地的聚会看成是神的家。
We need to treat our respective assemblies as houses of God.
我们怎么把这个家给它管理好？
How can we administer this house well?
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
有一天主回来跟我们算账。
One day the Lord comes back, he will set account with us.
所以我常常有时候对弟兄姊妹这样说。
Oftentimes I will say to brothers and sisters.
神绝不以个人爱主为满足。
God will not be satisfied by your personal love for him.
神要的是教会。
And God is after his church.
神要的是他的家。
God is after his house.
当然你个人爱主，个人追求主是好事情。
If you love the Lord and you pursue after the Lord is good.
但是那个不能完全满足神的心的。
But that cannot fully satisfy the heart of God.
所以我们不能轻看我们各地的聚会。
So we cannot look lightly our respective
assemblies. 我常常讲我们在 local 的见证，地方上的见证非常重要。
Oftentimes I will say that our local assembly, local testimony is very important.
如果我们仅仅的会说，
if we just know how to speak about it,
而我们自己本地的聚会，神的家一塌糊涂。
And yet our local assembly, the local house of God was in a mess.
我不知道主回来我们会遇见什么样的结果。
I don't know what consequences we're going to face when the Lord returns.
这是严肃的事情。
This is a serious matter.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So we look upon the mercy of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
要做忠心又有见识的管家。
We need to be, as a steward, we need to be faithful and also intelligent.
然后主说，你要好好的管理我的家。
And the Lord said that you need to administer my household well.
那么第一方面怎么样呢？
And how will you do it?
你要好好管理家里的人。
And first, you need to administer the house, the people in the household.
哦，弟兄姊妹，有经验就晓得这个不简单了。
Brother and sister, if you have some experience, you know that it's not an easy task.
把教会里面的人管好。
And to care for the people in the church well.
这是多么艰难的一件事情。
It is such a difficult task.
这是侍奉上面最不容易的一件事情。
And this is the most difficult thing concerning service.
我当年蒙召的时候啊，
When I was called,
那个时候我开头还不太能完全明白这个侍奉的意义。
In the beginning, I didn't quite understand the meaning of service.
啊，我只想主把我呼召出来了，第一个就是每个礼拜讲道。
And when I was called out to serve, I feel like I just preach every Sunday.
啊，然后呢，把教会里面的事务呢安排安排。
And then do a proper arrangements in the church.
啊，把一些聚会的这个章程把它定规定规。
And then set some regulations for all kinds of meetings.
老实讲，做这些东西都是容易的。
As a matter of fact, all these things are easy.
那个时候主 对我的心说话。
At that time, the Lord spoke to my heart.
今天侍奉是摸着人性的事情。
And the service actually is a touching humanity.
是摸着那个人堕落的人性。
It's a touching the fallen humanity.
弟兄姊妹，你我今天蒙光之后就知道我们这个人性是多么的麻烦，多么可怕。
And brother and sister, if we have some light in us, we know that our humanity is such a troublesome and such a difficult.
侍奉最大的艰难
And the most difficult thing in service
就是你把一个不正常的人把它变成正常的了。
You need to turn an abnormal person into a normal condition.
把他一个堕落的罪人呢，把他变成了神的儿女的荣耀的儿女。
And turn a fallen sinner into a gloriouscHe child of God.
所以你想想看，我们自己的难处都这么多，我们还要管别人的难处。
And I think this way, we have ourselves have so many difficulties, and yet we need to care for the difficulties of others.
这是多么困难的一件事情呢
？It is such a difficult thing.
感谢神。
Thank God.
在希伯来书第十章里面
，Hebrews chapter 10, it says.
希伯来书作者告诉我们
，And the authors of Hebrews says.
主耶稣做大祭司治理神的家。
And the Lord as a high priest over the house.
所以老师讲，今天神的家只有神的儿子可以治理的。
And frankly speaking, the house of God can only be administered by the Lord.
如果我们在基督里能够听神的话，或许我们也能在这里把神的家治理得好。
If we are in Christ and if we listen to the word of God, then we may be able to administer the house well.
所以做管家第一件重要是要把人管理好。哎呀，这个真的是。
To be a steward, the first thing we need to manage the people well in the household.
我想多年侍奉主的弟兄姊妹都有感触啊。
And for those who have served the Lord many years, probably you have some certain feeling too.
若是我们能把家里面的人都管理好了，这是侍奉上面最大的成就。
And if we can manage the people well in the household, that will be the greatest achievement in your service.
所以服事不这么简单。
So it's not easy to serve.
所以有很多青年弟兄姊妹，他们要想全时间侍奉主啊。
And some young brothers and sisters would like to serve the Lord full time.
我说你不要想错了啊。
And I said, don't think it wrong.
你不要以为说做传道人呢，这很好玩的。
And don't ever think it's easy just to be a preacher.
我们看见很多弟兄们今天跑这里，明天跑那里，哎呀，真的好啊。
And we see some brothers traveling here, traveling there. It's such a so good.
不，侍奉主不容易。
No, it's not easy to serve the Lord.
做事容易。
Is it to do some things?
管理人很难的。
To manage men is Per people is very difficult.
我从小我就有这个意念。
And from my childhood, I have that kind of a thought.
所以我小时候我就一个志愿，我将来呢，我要管机器，不要管人。
So I have this desire that since my childhood, I would like to manage those machines instead of people.
因为我知道人很麻烦的。
Because I knew men were very troublesome.
但是没有想到主有一天呼召我们出来服事，面对这么多人。
Out of my expectation, that one day I was called out to serve the Lord, and now I have to face so many people.
我们靠主的恩典服事主。
By the grace of the Lord, we are serving Him.
其实很多弟兄姊妹的转变。
And many change in brothers and sisters
不是我们做的
and are not done by us
是主做的
that has been done by the Lord
我就讲开头的原则很重要
I will say again that the beginning principle is very important
是主用我们来做的
God used us to do it
主隐藏他的自己
God hid himself
好像把荣耀给我们
as if he has given us his glory
我们必须很清楚
and we need to know
义务能力
We need to know it well.
我们什么都不是。
We have no power. We are nothing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
在这里你要做管家。
Here you want to be a steward.
如果你不活在神的同在里
，If you do not live in the presence of God，
你不依靠他的同在，你什么也不能做。
If you do not depend on His presence, you can do nothing.
所以很多时候我们按照我们的个性，按照我们自己的想法，按照我们的脾气，就来治理神的家了。
Sometimes we would like to manage the house of God with according to our own personality or our own thinking and or our own temper.
所以神的家给我们搅得一塌糊涂的。
And there has been a cause of a huge mess in the household of God.
求主怜悯我们。
And may the Lord have mercy on us.
我们的主。何等重视我们
！And our Lord has esteemed us so greatly.
他把他自己最宝贵爱的家托付给你我。
He has entrusted his house, which he has loved so dearly.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
如果你管得好
，If you can administer it well.
将来回来的时候有大奖赏。
And when the Lord returns, there will great reward.
就说我要派你管理一切的事情。
And the Lord said that I will send you to be in charge of all my possessions.
今天在教会里，在神的家中，这对我们是极大的考验。
And today in the church, in the house of God, that will be a great testing for us.
做管家不容易。
Being stewards is not easy.
需要好好的依靠主。
We need to depend on the Lord.
所以在路加福音第十六章
And therefore in Luke chapter 16,
我们看见主用了很大的篇幅讲这个不义的管家。
And the Lord used a lot of words to describe this unrighteous steward.
这是给我们很重大的提醒。
And that is a very important reminder.
在十二章侍奉里面已经提到了。
And in chapter 2,Concerning service, it has been mentioned.
你侍奉主不能动手打人，不能喝吃喝醉酒。
And as you serve the Lord, you cannot beat other slaves. You cannot eat and drink and get drunk.
我们年长弟兄已经告诉我们了。
And our elderly brother already mentioned this.
如果你这样做
，if you gonna do so,
神回来了要把你腰斩。
And when the Lord returns, he's gonna cut you in pieces.
我们不晓得那是多么可怕的一个
事。It's so terrifying. We don't know what kind of terrifying condition that will be.
做管家不容易啊。
So it's not easy to be stewards.
那么在这里呢，其实是告诉我们啊。
But here it tells us,
就说最好你不能动粗啊，不能很粗鲁，侍奉主不能很粗鲁。
It says that you cannot be too rough as you serve the Lord.
也更不能放纵自己。
And you cannot indulge yourself.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
否则主回来，我们要受到非常严厉的处罚。
Otherwise, when the Lord returns, we're going to take such a severe punishment.
那么到了第十六章
As we come to chapter 16,
我想在这里我只能简单的讲一下
And here I can only simply briefly mention this.
神把他的家托付给我们
God has entrusted his house to us.
我们呢不能偷神家的好处
And we cannot steal, take advantage of the house of God.
我们不能把神的家当作我们个人的得利的地方
And we cannot use the house of God for our personal gain
哇弟兄姊妹你看看今天整个基督教在地上的光景
And brother and sister if you look at the general condition in the Christianity
我们要何等严肃地提醒自己
How seriously should we remind ourselves on this
这是神的家
This is the house of God
不是你在里面可以得利的地方
It's not a place that you can take any advantage of
你要随便在里面要想得什么好处得什么利非常小心
You need to be very careful You want to try to have any personal gain
第二个重要的提醒
And the second important reminder
不能用神家的事情来做人情
And you cannot use the things of the household And for your You're going to use that as a favor
你看这个不义的管家
And look at this unrighteous steward
你欠多少楼有一百楼给他切一半
And he will say, how much do you owe? You owe 100 measures of oil, then I'm going to cut it half.
欠多少担的麦子给他 cut 掉两分。
And so how much do you owe concerning the wheat? And I'm going to cut another 20% off.
他用神家的东西做人情呢。
And he used the things of the house of God as doing the other favors.
那么等有一天这个家主不要你了。
And one day when he was removed from his management,
这些人还可以把你接到家里去了。
And he will be received by those people.
所以主耶稣看到，哎呦，这个不义的管家真是聪明了的。
And when the Lord looked at that unrighteous steward, say, "Wow, that steward is very shrewd."
弟兄姊妹，很可能这就是当时发生在以色列百姓中间的事情。
And very possibly, brothers and sisters, that's what happened among the people of Israel.
所以主说，这今世之子总是比较聪明的。
And the Lord said that the sons of this age were more shrewd.
这句话的意思告诉我们，不要仿效今世之子。
And that's a reminder is we shall not imitate the sons of the
age. 不要用世界的方法。
Do not use the method of this world.
这个我想弟兄姊妹你会在今天地上的教会看一下非常普遍。
And brother and sister, probably you're going to see it quite often in the church on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
在做管家的这件事情上面。
Concerning the matter about being stewards.
神给我们有很多的激励。
God has given us a lot of encouragement.
也有非常严厉的提醒。
And there's also severe warning.
今天我们正在地上在神的家中。
Today we are on earth in the house of God.
求主施恩怜悯我们。
May the Lord have a mercy on us.
让我们真的能把各处神的家都能把它管理得好。
And so that we can administer the various houses of God in various locations well.
这是神给我们重要的托付。
And that is an important entrustment from God to us.
我们以后在使徒的书信的里面。
And later, as we go to the epistles of the apostles,
我们也看见使徒们他们对于管家这件事情，他们有他们的经历，也有他们的劝勉。
And concerning this matter, these apostles had their own experiences and also the exhortations.
保罗说呢，我们要做基督的执事，做神奥秘式的管家。
And the Paul says that we shall be the servants of Christ and the stewards of the mysteries of God.
我们的神是奥秘的神。
Our God is a mysterious God.
这个宇宙中充满神的奥秘。
And this universe is filled with the mysteries of God.
那么那个最大的奥秘就是基督。
And the greatest mystery is Christ.
哥罗西书里面讲到神的奥秘就是基督。
And therefore, in the book of Colossians, he says that the mystery of God is Christ.
今天神把基督托付给我们。
Today, God has entrusted Christ to us.
你要能明白基督，你就明白神整个的奥秘。
If you can understand Christ, then you will understand the entire mystery of God.
所以我们读圣经有另外一个目的，就是认识基督。
Therefore, as we read the Bible, there's another purpose that is to know Christ.
圣灵不断地解开主的话，就把基督的奥秘解开来。
And the Holy Spirit continue to unfold the word of the Lord, continue to explain the meaning of Christ.
那么，你得着了这些，你好好的做管家。
And after you have gained this, you need to be a good steward.
你要把这些奥秘好好的保管起来的。
You need to keep these mysteries well.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
然后呢，你是用这些奥秘来服侍。
Then you need to serve with these mysteries.
所以在侍奉上啊。这个基本的意义就是说，你怎样会运用基督的意义来服侍。
Concerning service, the basic principle is how will you use the meaning of Christ to serve?
这实在是一个何等宝贵的思想。
It is such a precious thought.
我们知道使徒保罗是一个承接神奥秘的人。
We know Apostle Paul was the one who had received the mystery of God.
保罗一生在地上侍奉主。他只是用运用基督来服侍基督的教会。
Throughout his lifetime, as a Paul served, he used Christ to serve churches.
他在十三封书信里面
，in his 13 epistles，
每一封书信里面都是基督、基督、基督啊。
And there's a Christ in every one of them.
他解决所有圣徒个人的问题、教会的问题、家庭的问题、婚姻的问题，都是从基督开始的。
And start from Christ to resolve all the issues concerning personal life and family life and marriage life and also church life.
他实在知道怎样管理神的奥秘。
He really knew how to and be a steward for the mystery of God.
知道怎样运用基督来服侍人。
And he also knew how to use Christ to serve man.
你读保罗的书信的时候啊。
As you read the letters of Paul,
你会觉得很稀奇。
You will find it very surprising.
他里面提了这么多的基督，好像呢，哎，读起来的时候呢，这个非常的通顺的。
And he mentioned the Christ so many times. As you read it through, it seems it flows very well.
因为对于保罗来讲，基督已经成为他的生命，成为他的一切，成为他的思想，是非常自然的一件事情。
And because to Paul, the Christ has become his life, has become his mind, and so to him it was very natural.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
今天他把基督也托付给我们所有的人。
Today he has also entrusted Christ to all of us.
如果你明白神的奥秘。
If you have understood the mystery of God,
解开主的话语，
when the Holy Spirit has explained the word of God,
我们能够按照基督来服侍，
if we can serve according to Christ,
我们就能使神的家得做建立，
then the house of God can be built.
所以神对他的家，
therefore,
神有他自己的要求，自己的限制。
Therefore, concerning the house of God, God has his own requirements and his own limitations.
所以保罗讲，对于管家只有一个要求，就是忠心。
And therefore, concerning the steward, what is required is a faithfulness.
这告诉我们，今天在基督之外，我们不能加上任何其他东西的。
That tells us that outside Christ, besides Christ, we cannot add anything.
我们不能把人的经验、世界的方法什么都带到教会里来，不可以的。
We cannot bring any man's experience or worldly things into the church.
在提多书里面
，In Titus，
那么他特别对提多讲到那个监督、那个长老
，And he especially talk about the elders and the deacons
是管家
And they are stewards.
这就是教会的领袖们。
And those are the leaders of the church.
所以在神家的治理上，这领袖们是更重要的。
And concerning the administration of the house of God, these leaders are especially important.
他鼓励我们要有好的家庭生活。
He encourages us to have a good family life.
好好把自己的家管好。
You need to manage your own family well.
在提摩太前书也提到了。
And that also mentioned in 1 Timothy.
然后呢，他说你要需要有好的服事。
And he said that you need to have a good service.
我想我们刚才读过了。那许多
and that many passages which we have read,
我没时间来解释它们
I have no time to explain them.
就是告诉我们说什么呢
What does that tell us?
不正常的生活中，要活出正常的光景
You need to live out this normal condition, even in a very abnormal life.
我们都知道，今天来到末世
We know that as we come to the end times,
这个世界越来越不正常。
And the world has become more and more abnormal.
影响个人，影响家庭。
And it has an influence of us personally and also our family.
影响整个教会。
It also has influenced the entire church.
教会的领袖们
，the church leaders
是榜样。
And they are examples.
要做好榜样。
You need to set a good example.
弟兄姊妹们
，and brothers and sisters,
要做好管家，你要做好榜样。
You need to be good stewards. You need to be good examples.
所以在提多书里面，对做教会领袖的。有非常大的鼓励。
And therefore, in the book of Titus, concerning the church leaders, there are the great encouragements.
然后彼得在他的书信中也讲到。
And in Peter's letter, he also says this.
我们圣徒们要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And as a saint, we need to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
神把这个恩赐就是把各样的功用赏赐给我们。
This manifold grace means that all kinds of functions that God has given to us.
把这个功用给我们是为了建立他的家。
And the functions that God has given to us are used to build up his house. To administer his house.
维护他的家。
To maintain his house.
所以每个弟兄姊妹你都有一个恩赐的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, every one of you has a gift.
你首先你要好好的怎么样把你这个恩赐给他管好了。
And first of all, you need to be a good steward of your gift.
你不能把它丢在一边不管的。
You cannot just put it aside.
你要让主来用你。
You need to allow the Lord to use you.
弟兄姊妹，每个人都有不同的功用。
Brothers and sisters, every one of us has a different function.
并且要借着这些恩赐呢，彼此服侍。
And also through these gifts, we need to serve one another.
不是彼此排斥。
It's not to exclude one another.
要彼此的服侍。
You need to serve one another.
在神的家中太多不同的功用。
In the house of God, there are so many different functions.
如果每个人都能把这功用管好它
，If we can all be good stewards of our functions,
神的家是多么的丰富啊
！Then you can see such a riches in the house of God.
那么彼得把它归类成两类啊。
And Peter put it into two groups of these gifts.
有的是讲道的，有的是做事的。
And some of them are speaking, and some of them are serving.
那么无论你是说话的，无论做事的
，whether you speak, whether you serve,
按神的所赐的力量来服侍就好了。
And you need to serve according to the strength given by God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见使徒们在头一个世纪
，and we can see the apostles in the first century.
他们知道神把他的家托付给他们。
They knew they had been entrusted the house of God.
所以很多使徒，很多圣徒们。他们都是神的好管家。
And therefore, many saints were good stewards of God's household.
在头一个世纪
，Therefore, in the first century,
我们看见神的荣耀出现在地上。
And we could see the glory of God and appear on earth.
我们知道，在以后的教会历史中
，We can see the following church history.
有重大的失落。
And there was a great loss.
到了这个。主后第五世纪以后变成天主教
，and after the fifth century, it has turned into a Catholicism.
神的家就被搅得简直一塌糊涂。
The house of God has turned into a great mess.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，dear brothers and sisters，
我们看见好不容易马丁路德起来改教
，and then later Martin Luther came to do the Reformation.
只改了一个个人。得救的经历
，and that only reformed the personal salvation experience.
对于教会，对于神的家，还是没有能够有恢复。
And there was no recovery concerning the house of God.
一直到了弟兄运动的早期
，and it was not until the beginning of the brethren movement.
我们重新看见神的家在地上。有荣耀的表现。
And once again, we could see there is a glorious appearance of the house of God on earth.
我们知道这个运动也影响了中国。
And we also know that that movement also influenced China.
所以几十年前，在中国曾经神的家有美好的表现。
And a few decades ago, there was a wonderful appearance expression of house of God in China.
我的心常常有时候很难过、啊。
And a lot of times my heart is, was great grief.
到了我们这一代啊。
As if it has come to our generation.
逐渐地把这些好光景都失落光了快。
And we have lost all these good conditions.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很惭愧。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are much ashamed.
我有时候常常感觉在主面前流泪，我说主，我赶不上我的列祖。
And I oftentimes I shed tears before the Lord. Lord, I'm worse than my forefathers.
今天我在你的家中服侍你，这是何等的亏欠你啊！
I have shortchanged you so much.As I serve in your house,
看看我们各地的聚会,
look at our assemblies
看看
in various places. Look at our own assembly.
我们能使神得荣耀吗?
Can we give glory to God?
弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
神要他的荣耀得作称赞。
God wants his glory to be praised.
那不是一点点的荣耀。
It's not just a little glory.
所以主还没有回来。
The Lord has not returned.
主还给我们机会。
The Lord has still given us opportunity. 但愿
我们在时间中有限的时间中
May we in, this, in time, the limited time
各地的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters in various locations
要在主里同心
We need to be of one heart.
我们要好好的祷告
We need to pray.
仰望主让我们做好管家
We look upon the Lord to make us good
stewards. 把我们各地的聚会管理真正合乎神心意的家
We can truly administer our respective assembly to beBut a castle of God, according to his will, if that's the case,
不仅不需要等到将来主回来的时候,
we don't have to wait until the Lord returns.
今天在地上,
even today, now on earth,
我们就能使他的荣耀得作称赞,
we can have his glory to be praised.
我常常伏伏在主面前痛苦祷告,
oftentimes I prostrate before the Lord and I pray in tears.
在我有生的年日,
I say, Lord, in my lifetime,
我能看见你的荣耀重新回到你百姓的当中,
I can see your glory return to be among your people.
若是不能这样,
If that's not the case,
我是何等不甘心呢、
啊、I'm so unwilling.
弟兄姊妹，你甘心吗？
Brothers and sisters, is that okay with you?
我们今天的光景是符合主的心意的吗？
Is our conditions in accordance with the will of God?
神的家被我们管成什么样子了呢？
And the house of God has been managed to such what condition?
我们不羞愧吗？
Are we not in shame?
仰望主的怜悯
To look upon the mercy of the Lord.
愿主的话激励我们
May the word of the Lord encourage us.
主还没有回来
The Lord has not yet returned.
他实在是宽容我们
And he truly has mercy on us.
我不仅要爱个人爱主
Not only do we need to love the Lord personally.
我巴望一个一个的聚会
We also hope for one assembly after another.
主得到好管家
The Lord will gain good stewards.
能把各地神的家把它治理好
And so that we can administer the respective house of God well.
弟兄姊妹们，主一回来就全部结束了。
And brothers and sisters, when the Lord returns, all this will come to an end.
再后悔也来不及了。
And it will be no time for you to regret.
今天是你我的机会。
And today is our opportunity.
仰望主的怜悯。
Look upon the Lord's mercy.
请我们低头再一些祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have another word of prayer.
主，我们仰望你的怜悯。
Lord, we look upon your mercy.
你还没有回来，你宽容我们。
And you have not returned. You have been a mercy to us.
你还把机会摆在我们的手中。
You have given us opportunities in our hands.
求你今天就光照我们。
May today you will shine light upon us.
给我们有柔软的心。
Give us a soft heart.
让我们向你降服。
So that we will yield ourselves to you.
不叫我们固执
Do not make us stubborn
不叫我们错误到底
Do not make us to keep our mistake to the
end 挽回我们
Restored us
恢复我们
Recovered us
我们真是巴望
And the Lord we hope
你回来的日子
When you return
遍地能够充满你的荣耀
Your glory will fill the entire earth
愿各道各处的聚会都得复兴
And may all the assemblies will be revived
愿你在地上找着你自己的家
May you find your house on earth
愿你的家显出你的荣耀。
May your house reveal your glory.
愿你的荣耀得作称赞。
May your glory be praised.
主啊
，Lord，
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
仰望你的怜悯。
Look upon your mercies.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.